You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Nathaniel Edmonds' wife calls out for her husband as she returns home and can't find him or their one-year-old baby boy. She walks upstairs to the nursery and finds the baby alone and unresponsive. He's rushed to the hospital but declared dead. Virginia police discover Edmonds walking down a street 7 miles away. When told his son is dead, he admits he strangled the boy because the child, quote, wasn't listening and he couldn't take it anymore.
Nancy, the boy's mother was working while his father was supposed to be taking care of him. In a police interview, Edmonds admitted that he knew the child was dead and saw his son foaming at the mouth while he choked him. According to court records, Edmonds was previously charged with domestic assault and battery last year.
Nathaniel Edmonds, 24, charged with murder. A Florida artist suing another artist for nothing. Literally. Italian artist Salvatore Guro sold an invisible sculpture for over $18,000 this summer, but Tom Miller's claiming he came up with the idea first because he installed an imperceptible statue called Nothing in Gainesville's Bodidley Community Center Plaza back in 2016. Miller says Guro stole his idea and retained an Italian lawyer to file suit if they can't reach an agreement outside of court. How about an invisible agreement? More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
Alabama carried out the execution of a man convicted of a brutal 2016 massacre that claimed the lives of five people. 36-year-old Derek Dearman was pronounced dead at 6:14 p.m. Thursday at Holman Correctional Facility in Atmore. Dearman, who pleaded guilty to the killings, waived his appeals earlier this year and requested to be put to death. The violent spree took place near Citronelle, Alabama, where Dearman, armed with an axe and a gun, broke into a home where his estranged girlfriend had sought refuge. The victims, 35-year-old Shannon Melissa Randall, 26-year-old Joseph Adam Turner, 26-year-old Robert Lee Brown, 23-year-old Justin Caleb Reed, and 22-year-old Chelsea Randall Reed, were all related by blood or marriage. Chelsea Reed was pregnant at the time of the attack. In his final moments, strapped to a gurney in the state's execution chamber, Dearman addressed the families of his victims, saying, quote, "Forgive me. This is not for me. This is for you," he said, adding, "I've taken so much." Turning to his own family, Dearman said, "Y'all already know I love y'all," though some of his words were inaudible. Authorities said Dearman was under the influence of methamphetamine during the violent rampage, which prosecutors described as a targeted attack on the household. The execution followed Dearman's decision to forego any further legal challenges to his sentence. In a landmark ruling, a South Carolina man has been sentenced to life in federal prison for the murder of a black transgender woman, marking a historic conviction in a hate crime based on gender identity. Here's Crime Online's Sydney Sumner with more.
Dequay Lameek Ritter received the life sentence from U.S. District Judge Sherry Lydon in a Columbia, South Carolina courtroom. This ruling follows Ritter's February conviction for the 2019 murder of Dime Doe, a transgender woman from the small town of Allendale. Prosecutors said Ritter killed Doe after their secret sexual relationship became known. According to court testimony, Ritter shot Doe 3 times with a .22 caliber handgun as rumors of their relationship spread. Prosecutors argued that the killing was driven by Ritter's desire to keep their involvement hidden. Text messages obtained by the FBI showed Ritter instructing Doe to delete their communications, with hundreds of messages erased in the month leading up to her death. Friends of Doe testified that she had openly embraced her gender identity, transitioning socially after high school. Despite this, defense attorneys argued that the murder was not premeditated, asking for leniency and presenting letters from Ritter's family pleading for mercy. His defense also highlighted the lack of physical evidence linking Ritter to the crime, including an unprocessed gunshot residue test. However, a traffic stop video recorded on the day of Doe's death showed Ritter in her car hours before police found her body. This case marks the first time someone has been convicted in a federal hate crime trial based on gender identity.
Although similar cases have been prosecuted in the past, they had not gone to trial, and previous sentences were part of plea deals.
Thanks, John. Martise Williams, 28, has plans to meet a friend on the other side of town, tells roommates he'll be back later. Martise leaves their Baltimore home in his Buick. When he hasn't returned by midnight, a roommate calls Martise's parents concerned. He's reported missing, and 6 days later, police find his silver Buick Verano abandoned 2 miles from home. Authorities fear he must have met with foul play. Martise Williams, African-American, 5'8", 190 pounds, short black hair, brown eyes, usually wears a goatee, and has a sleeve of tattoos on his left arm. Last seen wearing a t-shirt, shorts, a gold cross necklace, and a watch. If you have information on Martise Williams, now missing 9 years, call Baltimore County, Maryland PD 410-887-2214. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.